And franchise record, 23 runs, home runs all over the place. But what a game for your club tonight.
Yeah, they came out swinging right out the gate. I mean, the guys were locked in, ready to go. It's pretty cool that Eric Tyson, his first night on the job in professional baseball, he gets to witness the Mudcat franchise record. I also heard Gabe Holt broke the franchise record for runs scored in the game, so it's pretty cool to have a night like that. But guys came out bombing.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Gray Jr., obviously having a great year to start. Five homers now. Tonight, the grand slam. I mean, it was a no-doubter. Just got a pitch that I guess that he was looking for and just crushed it.
He's in his groove right now. He's really feeling it. I mean, he came up his last at-bat and said, hey, have a great night. Have a night, kid. You know, picked up another RBI. I think he had six ribbies on the night. So it was, I mean, and that was an impressive home run. I was fired up. I dropped the old lasso up, cowboy, running third. He's the cowboy. So it was a great night for him. So.
Yeah, actually, he fell one shy of matching the team record for runs batted in a single game. The record is seven. Yeah, actually, tonight it was Gabe Holt matched actually the record, one that was set back once prior by Cameron Maben and Matt Holliday. There were three other players that actually scored five in the game. Gray was one shy of the record for runs batted in, four shy for hits in the game. The record is 24, 20 tonight, but most runs ever, and then one shy of matching the team record for home runs in the game. I mean, that is quite the night.
Yeah, heck of a night. And the other good one for us is I've always had a thing since I've been in pro ball as a hitting coach. If we get 20 hits, whoever gets the 20th hit gets $20 from the manager and $20 from the hitting coach. So Valerio on his two-run homer, he made $40. So
now that's not bad. That will add up. That adds up quick. How about Daniel Castillo? He comes in, and I don't know the reason why Ernesto Martinez left. If you could share that with us, that'd be great. If not, we certainly understand. But Castillo comes in that cleanup spot, 3-for-3 with his first ever homer.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, Ernesto had he was dealing with like an ingrown toenail, and it was really affecting him, where when he was running the bases, he could actually almost feel it in his upper leg, like he was running, like he couldn't put his weight on it. So just to be cautious, I think it was around the fifth inning or so, you know, so just to be cautious, we got him out of there just so this thing doesn't blow up on him. And Matt Deal put his magic hands on him, fixed him up, cut the nail out. You know, it was awesome to see him come in and get three knocks, including that three-run homer.
Yeah, that was quite the night. Real quick, obviously it's good to get a good one like that with the offense, but got a good start out of Brendan Murphy, too, and it's good to see because he obviously is coming back from missing a couple of years, plus 2020. Been a while for him, but tonight that's something certainly to build off of, not just tonight, but just his start to the season in all.
Yeah, he was dealing. One of the reasons he's going to be starting again on Sunday. So we kind of shortened his leash a little bit. That's why he came out early in the sixth inning. He was only at 75 pitches, but just to be, you know, cautious and, you know, so he gets back out there, and he had a great outing. It's probably best of the year so far. So it was a great night for him, mixing his pitches. And, you know, Hassler comes in, makes his debut for the Mudcats too. So it was good to see those guys out there.
Well, hey, congrats. I know you guys are going to celebrate a little bit and then get back at it tomorrow for game two and see if we can make it two straight against Kannapolis. Congrats again. Thanks for your time tonight.